Hi, I'm Marcy Marcusa. The question of how to best monitor the abilities of senior drivers is top of mind again after a recent accident where an 86-year-old man seriously injured a young girl. He was backing up in a parking lot. It's a touchy subject because for many seniors, being able to drive is critical to their independence. We asked reporter Christopher Reed to talk to senior drivers about senior drivers. Let's listen to what he found out.
Do you think the issue of older drivers deserves as much scrutiny as it tends to get?
In some cases, yes. I know some older drivers that for some reason don't stay focused. And when they do that, they forget that the brake pedal isn't the gas pedal. And invariably, they get into trouble.
Do you mind me asking, how old are you?
77.
How has your driving ability changed with age?
I want to do it less. I traveled a lot in my time, sometimes 20,000 clicks a month. And now I only like to drive where I'm going if there's a decent reason.
In our society, we can't get a license until we're 16, which, you know, is a kind of ageism, which is accepted. So why not do the reverse, you know, set an age at which everyone's license is automatically retested, like they do it in Ontario at 80. What do you think about that?
Well, I feel a little bit like a traitor here, but I do believe that when we get up around the 60s and 70s, we should be tested because it's not just our lives at stake here. We can do some very, very bad harm.
The attention should be on teenage drivers who are drinking or coming from parties. If you watch the news, the list of accidents, it was least with senior drivers.
Has your driving ability changed with age, do you think?
No, but I recognize my age. And if it's stormy or late at night, I don't go out. I think that older drivers have to recognize the weather and the conditions.
Do you know people in your own life who have had to get retested or have had their license taken away?
Yeah, because of ill health. I have a friend who gave up her license herself. She didn't go do it because of the dog, because she lost her peripheral vision, and so she just gave up her license. I have another friend that had to give up her license because her legs, they said her legs weren't working properly for her to control the car. And I had another friend that had to give it up because of heart problems.
And how did they take that?
Two of them were fine and the other one was very angry. The person with the heart problem was the one that was angry about it.